Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So in talking about hiring a guy with experience or hiring a guy that's won an NBA championship before, I mentioned earlier and I asked, hey, fact check me on this. Other than Pat Riley and Phil Jackson, has anyone recently won NBA titles in multiple locations? And the answer is no, not recently. In fact, there's only one other guy in the history of the sport to have won a championship with two different teams. And you got to go back to the 50s and 60s with Alex Hannum, who coached the St. Louis Hawks and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Evan, there's only 14 NBA coaches, period, that have won two or more titles.
That's unbelievable. When you think about it that way. You're right. So if you bring in a guy with championship experience like a Michael Malone or a Frank Vogel or a Mike Budenholzer, because you do have candidates who've won before, they will be looking to do something unprecedented. Now, Tommy pointed this out, and it is fair. The Pacers are in the NBA Finals, and Rick Carlisle won an NBA title with the Dallas Mavericks. So he's on the doorstep of doing it, but he's not going to do it. So
I also thought of, and you're going to shoot this down, but hear me out, Larry Brown, who won a title with the Pistons, went to the finals at least with the Sixers. So
100%.
At least got close in two different areas. Won a title, obviously, in one stop.
Is that your way of saying the Knicks should bring back Larry Brown?
No, I'm not bringing, no.
How old is he now?
That's it. I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard that name in a while, but still. I think, would you be satisfied with that, Libby? So, obviously, firing Tom Thibodeau, he falls short. Couple second rounds, gets to the Eastern Conference Finals. You bring in somebody else, a retread, championship caliber, because he won it somewhere else, and you just get to the NBA Finals. Is that good enough?
No, that is not good enough. So I've made it clear I want Eric Spoelstra. I know it's pie in the sky. I got to hand it to him.
According to the stats, he's not going to win.
Yeah.
No,
I just told you.
No, I know. And that's why, but I still think a guy like Spoelstra, to me, is the modern day Pat Riley or Phil Jackson. I think he's that good. So I think if anyone was going to do it in a second stop, current coaches, it would be him, even over Kerr.
I don't disagree with that assessment, but I think the real truth is you need to find your own Eric Spoelstra.
Can I throw a name out there? And a coalition member told me about this fella. Mm-hmm. And he's a name that's been bounced around, but it hasn't really banged the drum. A lot of people haven't banged the drum for him. How about Sam Cassell?
What about him?
He has paid his dues. Yeah.
He's been waiting for a couple
of years. He's been waiting. He's in Boston now. Yeah. You're plucking him from a team that won a title.
I just wonder about Sam, who's definitely paid his dues. Much like Patrick Ewing paid his dues at the NBA level, and then obviously went to Georgetown and was a failure. Usually, if there isn't a lot of interest for a long time, you start to wonder why. Mm. Doesn't mean the guy can't be successful, but I think you're thinking along the right lines, which is, as much as it would be fun to say, well, this guy's won here, this guy's had success there, you need to find your own next great coach.
Eric Bieniemy, by the way. That's what he feels like. Not different reasoning, obviously.
Just a lot of interviews and not getting the job?
Yeah.
No, I got you.
Always talked about, always in the interview process, always the next, he's going to be the guy, and it never happened.
No, makes sense. Now, we mentioned Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle is coaching the Pacers for the second time. So it does lead one to say, why don't we bring back someone else who's had success? And yesterday, we were mocking the name Jeff Van Gundy, really mocking that older 90s Knicks fans will want him, and some of the fellow FAN hosts will want him. More on that later. But Brian Windhorst is a trusted reporter in this process.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Brian Windhorst had to say earlier today about the prospects of Jeff Van Gundy, who's currently an assistant with the LA Clippers, the prospect of Jeff Van Gundy returning to coach the Knicks.
Where you have to look at Jeff Van Gundy. Jeff Van Gundy has gotten rave reviews for his work with the LA Clippers and the Boston Celtics over the last couple of years. He knows what it takes to be a head coach in New York. Would be an excellent option. I don't know if he wants the job, though, Molly, because, he's a guy who is very close to Tom Thibodeau. And, you know, I see how the way he was treated, and I'm not sure he would want it.
It's a fair wonder because Jeff is a very loyal guy, but
I don't know about that. Like, how was Tom Thibodeau treated so badly by the New York Knicks, given 5 years, given a golden parachute, and getting get fired? So he's going to make $30 million at 60-something years old, and even if he doesn't work again, he's set. Mm-hmm. He's had a long career, and he was here for 5 years, which is about average for a lot of these teams in the NBA.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Much less the length of time that coaches in other sports get. So, I don't understand that statement. Look how Tom Thibodeau was treated.
By just being fired. That's really all it means. Right. Yeah.
People get fired.
No, I agree with you. Coaches are hired to eventually get fired.
That's
90%
right.
of the time, that's how their tenure ends. It usually doesn't end with flowers and I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it does, but most time it doesn't.
It's probably like 95. Like, because how many head coaches?
You're right.
Walk off in the sunset like Popovich.
You're right.
And it's really health related with him. Like, how many just get their opportunity to say, you know what, I've coached long enough, I've won, I'm good, somebody else take over? It doesn't happen.
Coaches are hired to eventually be fired.
Yes.
But what I would say about that Windy report is he puts it out there as a possibility. I still do not think it's a good idea. I would not go backwards. I didn't want the Jets to do that with Rex Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And while I give Jeff a lot of credit for going back to the grind as an assistant coach, I just don't think this move makes any sense for the New York Knicks. What they need to do is find their Mark Daigle. They got to find their Eric Spoelstra. They got to find their guy. And Johnny Bryant checks all the boxes. I know it's not going to excite you guys, but I think he's the answer. Now let's get to your phone calls, 888-808-1019. Eric in Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Eric.
Evan and Deke, what's going on, guys?
All's well.
Well, I think I finally calmed down a little bit after listening to everybody whine and moan about Thibs. I mean, it kind of is what it is at this point, right? So now I think you guys are right. Like, what's the next option? I guess the part where I disagree with you, Evan, in that I understand, you know, that this took some significant cojones on the part of Leon Rose to do this. That said, what, you know, the cowardice is not coming out and taking a question, right? You got to do a press conference. You got to talk to people. This is a decision that shocked everybody. So I feel like he does, at least, I mean, to me, Tibbs has earned that respect to come out and at least explain himself as to why this happened. I think we could all speculate, but then that just, you know, does bode the question. What does Leon Rose want? What is he looking to do? Because that's the next part of this. That's like, he better be right. And I don't know if it's Johnny Bryan. I think to your point, Evan, he does check all the boxes. It seems to make the most sense. I have no idea as a fan. I don't have the foggiest idea about any of these guys that have never coached in the NBA. But to me, he's been in the room. Maybe he can quell some of the issue that's happening in the locker room, because let's be fair, there's something going on in that locker room too where they don't seem to be jiving. So there's a lot here, and I just wish that Rose would get in front of a microphone and take some questions, because that, to me, shows real courage.
Yeah, but how often?
Not hiding behind a press release.
Yeah, but how often has he done that, Eric?
He has not.
That's what I would say. He just never has.
Yeah.
I don't even think... I guess he had to in his introductory press conference.
I don't even think there was a press conference. I'm trying to remember, because it was all the way back during the pandemic, if memory serves correct. Yeah. He was hired in that early part of 2020. So I don't know if he ever had a press conference.
I'll double check, but I believe he did a one-on-one with Alan Hahn, and that was his like introduction.
Well, and that was about it, though. That's really the last time we saw him.
He's done, I think, multiple interactions on state-owned media with Mike Breen and Alan Hahn. And it's not a knock on Alan and Mike. They work for MSG, and that's how he does. That's a Garden decision.
Right.
That's a James Dolan, Leon Rose decision. And most of the time, fans don't care. Most of the time, whenever this is brought up about meeting the media or having a press conference, I'm telling you right now, most Knicks fans don't give a rat's ass. Mm-hmm. The only time they care is in times like now, because you just want to hear them have to answer questions like why.
Yeah.
A press release isn't enough. But the one thing I'll differ with Eric about is, while yes, it's uncomfortable to do a press conference and you got to answer some tough questions, what's ballsy is not that. What's ballsy is making decisions like he's made over the last year, in which he's telling you, I'm risking it all because I got to win an NBA title. Mm. And anything short is not acceptable. And I think him deciding to move on, and I do believe it was him, moving on from Tom Thibodeau after getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, also puts the pressure on him, which is, that's not enough.
Right. Right. I think that was a big part of his thinking and his process. Now, whether or not James Dolan suggested this, I think it's almost irrelevant, because ultimately he had to make a decision. If he believed that Leon Rose believed that Tom Thibodeau was the guy to get them to and win a championship, Tom Thibodeau would still be the head coach. That's what Ian Begley told us.
I agree.
And I have no reason to not believe that that's true. And so for me, this was Leon Rose taking another risk. And you got to take risk if you want to achieve greatly. Obviously, it's a cliche, but I think that's true, especially in a sport that has become as, it's so diverse. Any team can win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There is more competitive balance than ever before.
There's so much parity in the NBA these days. You have to take risks. Otherwise, you're going to get left behind and left.
The other thing that's going on right now in this modern NBA is anybody can win. Not anybody, but it's certainly more open. Your windows are shorter. They're shorter windows. And I think Leon Rose knows that, which is why he's being really aggressive to take advantage of this brief window. John is calling from Queens. Hey, John.
Hey, Evan and Tiki. How you guys doing today?
We're good. What's up, John?
Good.
Not much. I disagree with that last quote. I don't care about any press conference. I actually like how the Knicks move in silence a little bit.
Right.
If you need to know, you'll know.
But you don't need to know.
Exactly. I actually like how Leon Rose makes these trades nobody knows, and they just pop up with Shams kinds of just bringing it up out of nowhere. I like no leaks in the Knicks building. I kind of like that. But that wasn't what I was calling about. I've watched every Knicks game for the past 5 years. I don't miss a game. Leon Rose was right in letting Tibbs go. And shout out to Tibbs. He definitely did a good job, but I don't think he was the coach that was going to bring us to the top. Evan, you watch a ton of basketball. What is the regular season for?
The regular season is for preparing for the postseason, especially if you're a good team.
Exactly. And trying out different things. Tibbs stuck to seven-man rotation. He never tweaked a lineup, never tried anyone on the bench. And I was talking to someone on Twitter yesterday. It was funny. So when Brunson got hurt, Wright came in, played well. Brunson came back, Wright went to the bench. When Towns got hurt, he brought in Precious. Precious played well. Towns back, Precious to the bench. When any time that someone came in from the bench that did well, he would just put them right back on the bench and not play them anymore.
Right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.